It's Tuesday, January 8th, AD 2019. This is the World View in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. As of last Friday, a federal judge is allowing Christian Baker Jack Phillips' lawsuit against the state of Colorado to proceed. However, the court is allowing the Colorado Civil Rights Commission to continue its hostility against him for now. Judge Wiley Daniel pointed out that the commission members had previously, quote, made disparaging comments about Phillips' faith, end quote. And the commission, quote, treated Phillips differently from three other bakeries by allowing those bakeries to refuse a customer's request to make a cake that would have violated their secular values, while requiring Phillips to produce a cake that would have violated his sacred beliefs, end quote. The judge also acknowledged that there is evidence of continuing, quote, unequal treatment, end quote, of the Christian baker on the part of the commission. The court admitted that the, quote, disparate treatment appears as hostility towards Phillips, which is sufficient to establish they are pursuing the discrimination charges against Phillips in bad faith, end quote. Bill Jack was the complainant referred to in the federal judge's ruling, as well as in the previous United States Supreme Court ruling. Mr. Jack was turned down by three bakers in Denver who did not want to bake cakes containing Christian messages. Plus, his complaint was turned down by the Colorado Civil Rights Commission in 2015. Mr. Jack told The World View that the judiciary realizes the hypocrisy of the commission and the failures to equally treat citizens under the law.
If we don't have liberty for all, then we have liberty for none. And I think the Supreme Court recognized that Jack Phillips was being treated inequitably. And my case, my complaints, when the Colorado Civil Rights Commission refused to say that I had been discriminated against on the basis of my beliefs, my creed, my religion, that exposed the hypocrisy of the Colorado Civil Rights Commission.
In November of 2017, the city of De Pere, Wisconsin, attempted to include homosexuals in a non-discrimination law for places of accommodation and included churches as places of accommodation. Five churches sued, and a county judge ruled in favor of the churches in December. County Judge William Atkinson ruled, quote, that churches and their campuses are not public accommodations, and the city of De Pere's ordinance infringes on the freedom of religion, end quote. Attorney Kevin Snyder, who argued for the churches, told Fox 11, the city is entitled to its own worldview on religion, marital status, and sexual orientation, but it cannot use the power of the state to pry open the doors of a church to force it to participate in conduct against its faith through the guise of an anti-discrimination law, end quote. Jesus said, on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Matthew 16:18. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is sitting out of the court proceedings this week for the first time in 25 years. The 85-year-old justice is at home recuperating from cancer surgery in her left lung, according to court spokeswoman Kathy Arberg. The de-Christianization of America seems to be witnessed in Congress. Western Journalism points out that the 116th Congress has only 471 members who identify as Christian. That's the lowest in recorded history, down from 505 members identifying as Christian back in 1961. Brazil's new pro-life president says he wants to tackle what he calls the, quote, Marxist garbage in our schools, end quote. President Jair Bolsonaro is concerned with the Marxism that, quote, has been installed in teaching institutions, end quote, and the poor educational standards maintained by the schools. On Saturday, Brazil's president also noted that he's working on an executive order that will make gun ownership easier, stating that when, quote unquote, good people have guns, it will deter criminal activity. The 2019 Golden Globes presented the coveted Best Motion Picture Drama and Best Leader Actor Awards to Bohemian Rhapsody, a story that glorifies homosexuality through the life of Freddie Mercury, the lead singer for Queen. Mercury died of AIDS in 1991. 2 of the last 3 years of Golden Globes Best Picture Drama Awards have gone to films that do indeed glorify homosexuality. Plus, actor Christian Bale received the Golden Globe for Best Actor in Musical or Comedy Film for his role as former Vice President Dick Cheney in Vice. While receiving the award, He offered thanks to Satan for his inspiration.
Thank you to that geezer over there, Adam. He said, I've got to find somebody who can be absolutely charisma-free and reviled by everybody. So he went, that's got to be Baal. Thank you to Satan for giving me inspiration on how to play this role.
Romans 1 reminds us that even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind, to do those things which are not fitting, who, knowing the righteous judgment of God, that those who practice such things are deserving of death, not only do the same, but also approve of those who practice them. And finally, China is reinitiating something of a space race with a successful unmanned moon landing over the weekend. The landing occurred on the dark side of the moon and included a deployment of a rover called U-2-2. Last year, China launched 39 orbital vehicles, more than any other country. The United States came in second with 31 launches. And that's the World View in 5 minutes. On this Tuesday, January 8th, in the year of our Lord, 2019. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.